Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Latin America has the greatest biological diversity on the planet. And many of the mega diverse countries are Latin American. As a mega diverse country, Brazil has a specific interest in the possible impacts of the hostile use of biological agents on the natural environment. By the same token, as one of the largest producers and net exporters of agricultural commodities and food derived from animal protein, there are vital economic interests involved when we deal with the sanitary conditions of livestock and agriculture. Rely on commodity exports and food products is also the current economic profile of other developing countries, some of them depending on a single commodity to match their balance of payments requirements. This situation makes this agenda item especially important for us and is connected with the issue of having a more institutionalized mechanism. The fact that Article 7 has never been activated was highlighted as a fortunate outcome on several occasions during our discussions. While sharing this same positive assessment, I think we should ask ourselves if that would be the case if we had a formal mechanism within the BWC to channel requests for assistance, especially in what regards the hostile use of biological agents against livestock, agriculture, and the environment. Although these hypothetical attacks can wreak havoc because of their economic consequences, they do not result in immediate human casualties, leading us to overlook that cases of potential use of weapons that are not immediately lethal for humans. The same framework of response that applies to the potential hostile use of biological agents against humans also applies to the use of biological weapons against the environment, agriculture, and livestock. It was said during the discussions of MX1 that the best protection against biological attacks is the capillarity and efficiency of a country's health system. Likewise, a robust and effective surveillance system will rapidly identify an incident, contain the dissemination, and eliminate an outbreak resulting from the deliberate use of pathogens used in attacks of aggression or economic sabotage. The food security and economic equilibrium of the target countries will be protected thanks to the work of their institutions, scientists, veterinarians, and technicians working in situ. This situation, however, still begs the question of how these countries could activate Article 7. Additionally, potential attacks may take place against a backdrop that turns the whole situation more complex if we consider the hypothesis of biological agents being used by non-state actors which are not politically motivated. We may have incidents which reasons lies in economic interests, commercial competition, as well as actions targeting the international public standing of traditional suppliers of certain agricultural commodities and food derived from animal protection. Governments of member states where the headquarters of these non-state actors are located may not even be aware of their activities, what raises legal questions of international responsibility. The issue of food security is another major concern that needs to be addressed, affecting not only those countries that may be targeted by malicious actions with the use of pathogens, but also threatening global food security. Our discussions in MX2 enlightened us on the risks related to the recent developments in microbiology. a genetically added pathogen deliberately disseminated in a certain environment may develop mutations that will allow it to cross the border with other species, resulting in catastrophic consequences. In our view, we are only beginning to touch some of the questions that have a bearing on the range of issues regulated by the Biological Weapons Conventions. Therefore, I wish to commend the World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, for issuing the guidelines that were just presented here. And allow me, Mr. Chairman, to highlight some relevant parts of the OIE guidelines. The first one, in our view, it correctly acknowledges the changing landscape of biological threats and the perceived likelihood of criminal and terrorist acts involving pathogens or toxins. Two, the importance of the response operation procedures that was explained here, was just explained to us by the representative of the OIE. And third, the list of indicators for assessing suspicious biothreat events, which are comprehensive and covers relevant potential risks, such as the outbreaks of eradicated diseases, diseases which are exotic to the country or to the geographic region, expansion of the geographical range of a disease, and modified or unusual epidemiology. At the national level, as I stated in my initial intervention in this meeting of experts, Brazil has an adequate surveillance system and a network of laboratories that includes laboratories level 3AG. Just getting acquainted with this expression, 3AG. That's the highest security level for agriculture and livestock. And this was the first laboratory worldwide, the first laboratory certified by the FAO. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.